Just want to read a little bit. I'm being from Or Gedal Yahu. Those of you who know Gedal Yeshur from Torah Vidas, beautiful and Yonim, very often based on Sfas Emes and Pritzadik and others. This is a piece from Kuti Dvarim on Rosh Hashanah. He just brings out a certain simple idea connected to Malchios relating to the Inyan of Yirah, Yiras Shamayim. The Sfas Emes writes, Tarfesh Nunalef, Rosh Hashanah is a Bechina of Yirah. Bechina of Yirah. The Iker Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is what we could call Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is synonymous with what the Gemara says, Im Rufanei Malchios, Kidesha Tamlichuni Aleichem. You know, in earlier days when kings were part of people's lives, there was a natural feeling of Yirah built into people's DNA. Like they had a sense of an awe, a sense of fear. King could do anything. It's harder for us today in our world. But really, Yirah Shemayim is a mitzvah. It's part of Avodas Hashem. And we have to train ourselves to think in those terms, in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava is very important, part of Avodas Hashem as well. We shouldn't put all our emphasis on Yirah. But Rosh Hashanah, there has to be an element of Yirah that gets internalized. And that's what Malchus is meant to be. What's Malchus? Malchus means that Eved knows that what I want to do is what the Master wants. What I do, I have to think about before. Would my Master be pleased? What would Hashem want? What would the Borei Olam want of me right now? And that's Yirah Shemayim. And he brings the example in Parshas Va'era, Hayore is Dvar Hashem, Avdi Paro, referring to the Makkah of Barad, those who are afraid of what Hashem had said, Moshe Rabbeinu said over that there's going to be Barad, then they brought their animals inside, Vashelo Sam Libo Dvar Hashem. Someone did not pay attention, did not put it to their hearts. Yirah Shemayim is Simas Halev. Whatever you do, the attention to be give to what I'm doing, what I'm saying, what I'm thinking, a certain self-discipline that would allow you to be more thought out, more in check, not just act impulsively. All that is part of Yirah Shemayim. And that's what needed in order to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever I do, I'm an Eved Hashem. And to believe that everything that happens in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he adds the following very beautiful idea. Ikur Yirah Shemayim was Bebeis HaMikdash. Chazal say, we know the nusach of the bracha of Ritzei, how we ended is how we do when we duchen, right? Instead of Hamarcha Shkinasa L'Tzion from Beis HaMikdash, they would say Sha'oscha Levadcha B'Yira Navod. V'sham, and we also say V'sham Navadcha B'Yira. Yira is Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have the same ability to have Yira today because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. When a person is in the presence of the Shechina, which is what Beis HaMikdash represents, the Shechina with Shor Beis HaMikdash, then there's a natural feeling of Yira that sets in. When a person is in the presence of something majestic, something transcendent, in a small way we can relate to this sometimes. Zera Ampin, if you find yourself in a situation, imagine you're by the Grand Canyon, right, and you're beholding this, or even of a person of great stature, you're overwhelmed by your sense of awe. The Beis HaMikdash, that was all it was. It was a Gilui Shechina. We say in the Haggadah of Pesach, Uva Mora Gadol, Ze Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina is synonymous with Mora Gadol, with a sense of awe. And the words, actually, we find by Aliyah L'Regel, Yeirah Kozchurcha, Yira, Yeirah, Yira. It's to see, but it's also the sense of fear. The Yira comes mitoch ri'iyah, the perception, a reality. A Shivisa Hashem v'negdi tamid, a sense that we're in the presence of Hashem. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the Yira will be on its level that it should be, on Shleimus. The Sham Navadcha B'Yira. But Rosh Hashanah is a Bechina of that too. Rosh Hashanah, Kiyas Shofar, is a matzav of a person Ki'ilu entering Kodesh HaKadashim. The Gemara says it's like a Gedar V'Lefnim Dami. Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Kiyas Shofar, a person has a Bechina of Yira like in Beis HaMikdash. So again, these are the thoughts that should be going through our mind as we approach Rosh Hashanah, the inyan of Malchios and the connection to Yira, and the sense really of being able to have that internal recognition of being in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the more that we work on that in terms of our koach hadimyon, and to be able to really feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we'll be able to mischazik in this inyan of malchias.